This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the Tom Chenault Show. It is a great day, and I hope you are having an awesome day. We are going to have a great show for you today. We've got Bob Berg with us. He is a rock star. He wrote all the Go-Giver books. His latest one, The Go-Giver Influencer. A little story about a most persuasive idea is rocking the world. I love his partner, John David Mann. He wrote a book with another guy named Bob Beckel from The Five on alcoholism and Bob Beckel's fight through alcoholism and his career and his journey, getting fired, getting hired, getting rehired, his political life. It was unbelievable. And I just love the way that Bob Beckel and John David Mann wrote that book. But the favorite books I've had for years, and I've been reading endless referrals and all these books for a very, very long time, is Bob Berg and John David Mann. And I've got Bob with me right now, and he is a heck of a man and a handsome human being. How are you, Bob Berg?
Hey, Tom, one of my favorite people. How are you, my friend?
I'm great. So tell me what's going on. You wrote this book. You did it again. Bestseller after bestseller after bestseller. You have built a franchise on Go-Giver, endless referrals, everything else. What's that all about? Why do you write these books? And you're writing them not necessarily for the network marketing world. You're writing them for the whole world. And it's talking about giving more than taking. And when you finally collaborate with basically love, magic happens, right, Bob?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's being focused more on the giving. It's understanding that shifting your focus, and this is really the key, shifting your focus from getting to giving. And when we say giving in this context, we simply mean constantly and consistently providing value to others. And understanding that doing so is not only a more pleasant and fulfilling way to do business, it's actually the most financially profitable way as well. And so it just works out well that doing business in a way that feels great also tends to be the most profitable.
So here's your book, and everybody needs to go buy this, and you need to buy it on Amazon. You need to buy it. Do you want them to buy it on Amazon? Is that the best for you, or do you want them to buy it at BobBerg.com? Where do you want them to go to buy this book?
Well, they can go right to Amazon if they know they want to buy the book. If they want to read a couple of chapters first, they can go to thegogiver.com and then scroll down the page a little bit, because on the first page it has the book, but it will take you right to Amazon. If you scroll down, it will take you to where you can get the first two chapters for free to see if you like it first. And then if you do, you can always click through.
I see. Okay, so tell me about it. Tell me about the book. Tell me about why, what's going on, and what's different about this one than the last one. I talked to Lisa Grossman, who's like the queen of network marketing. The ANMP last year announced that she was like she was the grand wizard of the whole deal. And when I was talking to her previous to the show, she said, "I've read every book. I love his books. The guy is amazing." Why do people love this so much, and what is it different from this book from the last one?
Well, that's very kind of Lisa. Thank you for sharing that. Okay, so the book is another parable. It's our third parable in the Go-Giver series, fourth book in the series, third parable. And John David Mann, as you know, is the is my co-author, but he's really the lead writer and storyteller. I mean, he's a John, he's a genius, and mm-hmm. He just weaves a wonderful story. And it's really about two people in this case, the two protagonists, Jillian and the other person is Jackson, and they both have something the other wants. So it would seem like it would be a marriage, a business marriage made in heaven, and it turns out to be anything but that. In fact, every conversation the two of them have with each other, they seem to grow further apart. Mm-hmm. And they can't figure out why that is, and they absolutely cannot understand why this person is thinking what they're thinking or how that person is thinking what they're thinking. And fortunately, they each meet a mentor who takes them through the communication, the influence, the persuasion process, and the first thing they begin to understand is they don't know what this other person's thinking. They're only seeing this person through their own eyes. And you know, that's really the first step. And they need to go through a series of really five steps, and both mentors come at it sort of from different angles, if you will, but it tends to be the same basic principle. And the good news is, in the end, everyone lives happily ever after.
And yeah, and at the end of the day, most people do most of their interviewing with their eyes, don't they, Bob? They don't, you know, everything is, especially as busy as Facebook is and texting, we never really have those deep conversations to really get where that other person is truly coming from, where that other person not only feels heard, they feel seen and they feel understood. Is that right?
Yeah, so the second principle is to step into the other person's shoes.
Yeah.
Which sounds very, it sounds very, I guess, quaint or old-fashioned, because we've heard that saying forever. Yeah, you think about it, it can be difficult to step into another person's shoes because most of us have different size feet. In other words, we come at the world from different viewpoints, different belief systems, different models or paradigms, what have you. You know, Tom, most conflict is based on two or more people seeing the same thing from different points of view.
No.
And as human beings, we tend to see the world through a set of beliefs, beliefs that we really had nothing to do with forming. They were handed to us. And we are kind of a victim of our own internal unconscious operating system, okay? But as human beings, we tend to think that other people see the world basically the same way we do, which simply isn't true. And so we make judgments upon this other person in terms of what they're thinking, what they're feeling, what they're desiring, based on our own belief system. So in order to step into that person's shoes, we really need to do two things. We need to ask questions, and then we need to listen. Why do we need to ask questions? Because when you think about it, selling, and direct selling is still about selling. And whether we're talking about bringing a person into the business or they're becoming a customer, what have you, it's still about selling. But we need to define what selling is first, right? And really, selling is simply discovering what the other person needs, wants, or desires, and helping them to get it.
You need to ask questions.
Oh, thank you. And we need to ask questions in order to learn that. Now, here's where the listening comes in. And one of the mentors suggested to his protege that she listen not just with her ears, which is what you were talking about earlier, right? Not just with her ears. That's the surface listening that most of us do. It's the listening in order to be able to then get our point across. It's the listening we do, which is really waiting our turn to talk. So he said, don't just listen with your ears. Listen with your eyes. Listen with your posture. Listen, he said, with the back of your neck. In other words, put your entire being into listening to this person. And when we do that, a couple of things happen. One is we do understand them a lot more. We're able to step into their shoes because now we know more about their shoes. Okay, so we're able to understand them. But you also made a point, and it was a great point, Tom. This other person feels heard. They feel listened to. They feel understood. And it is such a very basic part of human nature to want to be understood by that other person.
It's ironic, I think, that you and I both came out of the broadcast business. You were a TV personality. It's easy looking at your face, and it's easy looking at my face why I was a radio personality. A little that people don't know that I had a Monday through Friday job of being on the radio all over Colorado for 3 hours every morning during drive time, looking down on the stock market like it was a football game. But I had to broadcast all the time, and there was no listening involved with that. And you were a TV personality, and you were in exactly the same boat. And to think that both of us ended up becoming great listeners as a result of that is pretty cool news. My job dictated that I had to listen to people hard and really learn interviewing skills. But I'm telling you what, you've got it down pat, and you talked about it. You don't just listen with your ears. You listen with your entire being, and it isn't about the smart questions that you ask. It's how hard and how well you listen to those smart questions, the response from that, the person speaking to you. So it's great to ask those great questions. Listen to the answer, and don't just listen, like Bob said, in the place of waiting for the next guy to speak so you can say something brilliant. Listen powerfully, right, Bob?
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting because obviously you're special.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We are back. It's the Tom Chenault Show. Hope you're having an unbelievable day. We have been interviewing Bob Berg. It's been a lot of fun. This guy wrote the Go Giver book. He's written so many great books. He wrote the Go Giver series, but more importantly, he wrote Flash Foresight. He wrote The Red Circle with a guy named Brandon Webb. He wrote, that's John David Mann. I'm sorry about that. I'm reading them.
That's John.
Yeah, it's my eyes. I'm 100 years old. Adversities, Adversaries into Allies, and the classic Endless Referrals. He was named one of the American Management Association as one of the 30 most influential thought leaders in business. So here you have a guy, former TV producer, TV personality. He was also a big-time salesman, but unlike me, he is a deep thinker, and what he is committed to is teaching people communication at a very, very high level versus the way that I do it. And I am telling you, you want to buy this book and you want to listen to him because it's going to give you insights as to how to literally read the mind of the person across the table from you. And it's cool stuff. Wouldn't you agree?
That is, I think you're cool stuff, my friend.
Thank you.
I really appreciate you very much. And you are a deep thinker. You're someone for whom I have a great deal of respect. And so those words really mean a lot to me.
Well, and what we want to do is get more people to read what you're doing and understand what you're doing. How important is communication and how important is our mentors in the entire business process? Because your books have been given by having a mentor, talking to your mentors, finding out that, you know, both people in your book had mentors. And I mean, it's kind of got a surprise to it that you're going to be amazed by. But at the end of the day, how important is that, Bob? Did it help you through your TV career? Did it help you through your sales career? Did it help you through your life as an author and now as a public speaker and motivational speaker?
Well, I think mentorship is vitally important. With the right mentor, you can really cut your learning curve time by years and have a lot more enjoyment doing what you're doing and feeling a lot less stressful about what you're doing. I think what happens sometimes is people try to almost force mentor-protege relationships instead of sort of taking them a little bit more slowly, just like any relationship, because a mentor-protege relationship is just that. It's a relationship. Now, in network marketing, direct sales, you've got a much better opportunity to align with a mentor because a lot of times your mentor is actually, they have a vested interest in your business, which is fine, which is a great thing. That's wonderful. But when we're talking about finding a mentor outside of your business, a lot of times people will look for someone who, you know, they have a great deal of respect for, or someone who's done very well, someone they'd like to emulate, and they may not have a relationship with this person yet, and they'll sort of contact this person and say, hey, will you be my mentor? And I think that's sort of counterproductive, Tom, because this person doesn't know you yet. It's almost like just saying, hey, will you share 40 years of your wisdom with me, even though you don't know me from a hole in the wall? And the person may be less apt to want to do that. But you can reach out to anyone like that and simply ask this person, you know, something along the lines of, yeah, I'm a big fan of yours. I have a great deal of respect for your work. I know you're very busy, so if this is not doable, I totally understand. I would love to ask you one or two very specific questions. Boom. Cool. So now what you've done is you've respected the process. You've let this person know it's not as though you feel entitled to their advice and their wisdom. You're not going to take up a lot of time. You don't say something like, I want to pick your brain, which everyone asks them to do. And it's very general. But you're saying one or two very specific questions. So you're communicating to this person that you're not going to take up a lot of their time. In other words, it gives them a lot more of a feeling of confidence in taking time to help you, which most people will do. Not everyone, but most will. And typically, the more successful a person is, the happier they are to help when they're approached the correct way. So you ask them a couple of questions. You make sure you've done your research so you don't ask them something that you could have easily learned just by researching them. You don't want to do that. But when you ask them a couple of very good questions, and you respectfully listen, you let them know how grateful you are, and then afterwards, that very day, I would write a handwritten, personalized note of thanks. Just a short note thanking them for their time and their wisdom and that you look forward to applying their wisdom and so forth, and then handwrite it, hand stamp the envelope, and send it to them. You might even find out their favorite charity, which again you can look up just by researching them very easily, and make a small donation in their name. That will get back to them, and they'll know that, you know, you again, you care enough about the process and are respecting the process enough to add value in your own way to the degree that you can. Now maybe 3 weeks, a month later, you circle back around, let them know of the results, and maybe it brings up another question, and you kind of go from there. And if a mentor-protege relationship is supposed to happen over time, like any relationship, it will happen over time.
Rob, we got to take a fast break. Hang on one second. We got to take a fast break. We're going to come back right after this. This is the Tom Chenault Show.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. During the partial government shutdown over Congress's refusal to fund the border wall, the president spoke about furloughed workers, saying those people in many cases are the biggest fan of what we're doing. Department of Homeland Security employee Ryan Bosch disagrees.
When people in leadership positions publicly surmise about how the pain of a million federal workers and their families is going to tip the scale of the debate one way or the other, that represents a lack of moral leadership.
Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren is testing the waters in Iowa for a possible Democratic presidential bid.
It's about the tens of millions of families across this country who just want a level playing field, who just want a chance to build an America that doesn't just work for a handful of folks at the top, but an America that works for all of us. And that's why I'm in this fight.
She made her comments in Sioux City. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Back, it's the Tom Chenault Show. It is a great, great day. I thank you for listening so much all over the world on the Genesis Communication Network, live everywhere. It is a great honor to have Ted Anderson, Michael Zwirling, and the world air our show everywhere that they do. Thank you very, very much for that. We've been interviewing the great Bob Berg. I have been a fan of this guy and his Go Giver series forever, and it's only gotten better with his latest book, which is called the go-giver influencer. It is unbelievable. You need to own it. And go get it on Amazon. Go get it at the go it's right there on the bottom, at the go-giver, book, go-giver.com. It's all there. And go get this book for sure. Read it. Give it away. You're going to have your people communicating better than ever. And during the break, we were talking about a book called The Speed of Trust by Stephen Covey, which is kind of like one of the backbones to this book, about influence and trust and how important that is. And the way that you get there from there is being trustworthy, having integrity, having real conversations with people. That's what this book's all about. And this book and this book series will change your life, learning that premise from Bob Berg. Right, Bob?
Well, I'd like to think it will make a positive addition to their life. It's something that John David Mann and I felt very strongly about, that in today's day where communication has really seemed to break down and we really think influence is something that is a message that needs to be important again, because, you know, people can yell at each other, they can scream at each other, whether it's online or at a family get together or at a party or whatever, because they have different views. But if they do that, they are not going to be influential. They're not going to be able to move people to action. And I think we need to understand that that tact and kindness should never be confused with compromise. We can always speak to people with tact, with kindness, and with respect without compromising our values. And we can do it in a way that is influential.
And you can change life. I want lives. I want you to think about that. Where can you go that you're actually going to be able to leave a legacy of changing lives? And if you get access to what they teach you in The Go-Giver, if you get access to incredible communication skills, that's the legacy you're going to leave. People are going to say to you, I love you because you cared about me, because you remembered about me, you thought about me. And that's what this book gets, because all of a sudden, these people that seem to be very, very much alike, but seem to be very, very apart, find out that they're not so apart anymore through these mentors they've got, and everything shifts. And that's why I want you to buy this book. So, Bob, I can, you know, one more minute on why they should buy the book, and then I'll let you go, and we'll catch you on the flip side in your next book, and you're welcome back anytime on the show.
Well, thanks, Tom, and I always love being on the show. I always love speaking to network marketers. I love speaking at their conferences because they're always so encouraging. They're always open to learning and different ideas and being able to communicate. So it's always my pleasure to be on your show and to always speak with network marketers and direct salespeople. You know, as far as why anyone should buy the book, I really can't tell them why they should want to buy the book. It needs to be if they want to create the environment for themselves where they're able to communicate in a way that's more influential with others. You know, in a sense, influence is about being able to move people to action. But what it really is it's discovering the action they want to take, that they want in their lives, and simply helping them to get there. We take the focus off of ourselves. We move from an I or me focus to an other focus, understanding that it's really about helping other people get the results they want. In doing so, we get the results that we want.
That's exactly right. Well, you are welcome back anytime. You are, I just wish I was as good looking as you. I don't know what kind of vitamins and minerals you're taking, man, but you look great. Keep up the good work. Stay alive. We love you, and we'll catch you next time, Bob Berg. Thanks a million.
Hey, love you too. Thank you, Tom.
Thank you. Was that great enough? And this guy is amazing. And now we've got another little guest with us for the rest of the show, because I want to talk about what Bob did and what you're doing, Adrian, with your contact mapping, because it is, all it does is play directly straight into Bob's book. And Bob's book doesn't exist without really paying attention. to who you're talking to. Writing down the conversation. What Bob said was, write it down, wait a couple of weeks, send a nice thank you note. Can you imagine if you had an app that humanized your address book that was more important than any sales transaction? That was more important than any of the pithy stuff out there with all these apps, CRM apps, that was just basically devoted to the human being across the table from you, knowing that they are heard, they are seen, and that they are understood. And that's what that contact mapping app does, right?
Yeah, exactly. I it was so fun to hear the way Bob talked about it, and just, you know, not even just this latest book on influencing specifically, but the entire mantra of being a giver first and listening. You listen well so you can give back to that person. And what you're really doing in those conversations is you're trying to discover what that person really needs, what they're looking for. And if you can ascertain that, then you can figure out where alignment exists or where it doesn't exist inside of your relationship. And from there, it becomes a win-win, or you avoid ever having pitched them in the first place because you've already figured out that what you have is not what they're looking for.
Can you believe all the syllables and all the words he just used? I mean, every word that comes out of my mouth is like one syllable. Did you ever notice that? Like, boom. And ascertain, and I mean, all those. I mean, I didn't understand a word he said, and it was so exciting. But that's what's so cool about our life is we are working right now. These guys have brought me back to life because I used to, you know, I'll never forget this guy came down to my office and said, Tom, you have got unbelievably big things in front of you. And I know you're using network marketing as a vehicle, but you've got to change the world. You've got the skill set to change the world. And I never believed him, but I think this contact mapping can do that.
Yeah. What has happened, and I don't think either one of us really knew what could come of it when we started off. I think we sensed that there was something big there, but I really think that what is coming and what we are working on is far bigger than even we understood when we first started off. And really what it is there's a million tools out there, and tools are great. We need to have those tools. But for us to be able to create the tool in such a way that it shows people how to go back to being a human first, how it goes back to really looking the other person across the table and really looking them in the eye and really listening deeply to what they're after, and then put the tool on the back end of that that makes it easy for you to do the things that you know you should. Those two things together, I think, is where the magic happens. If you just have the philosophy and not the tool, then it's going to be hard for you to actually implement those things into your life. If you just have the tool but you don't know what you're doing, then either you're going to abuse it or you're going to fail to make the most of it. And the combination of those two things, I think, has been far more potent than what we realized, and really the secret sauce.
And literally everybody in my phone, I'm looking at this. I'm going to hold up my phone for 1 second just because I want you to see this. You can see on my phone that...
The camera's over there.
I know. I'm trying to... Here comes the guy to actually focus. You can see literally every contact that I've got has a picture tied to it. Every contact I've got, that's not Facebook, folks. That's my contact mapping database. And the reason there's a picture there is because I want, and I tell people every time I talk to them, Rebecca Coleman, I've asked all of you, send me a selfie. I don't want your picture in the fourth grade that you're using on Facebook. I want the picture right now of you as you're talking to me so I can feel you, so I can feel who I'm talking to, so I can feel what I'm talking about. I look at that, and that's how I recognize and remember our conversation, because your brain is such an amazing thing. You can't believe it, and it triangulates so many different emotions. Bob talked about listening with your ears, your eyes, the back of your neck, your senses, and he hit the nail on the head, because if this were just some dumb little sales app, that would be great. You'd be tracking all this crud from all over the place, and everything that's already public. Where your database is so important is all the stuff that's in there that nobody else has. And what we are giving you the ability to do is Google that. You're able to literally Google yourself and search yourself. And, you know, that Google's a word. Like, Google is kind of synonymous for search. And with us, it might be CM. Like, you got to see them, these people, because you're contact mapping literally everybody. And when you put somebody in your phone with a contact mapping app, it says you have a picture of the person. Then it's there. And then it says, what do you know about the person? And you're supposed to brain dump it in. And tonight when you go to bed and you didn't do it, the app reminds you, man alive, you met Adrian Chenault today. Do you really want to go to bed without mapping everything? And that's what's so cool about it. And you wake up the next morning, oh, then you hit save, and then it doesn't save. It says, when's your follow-up? And never isn't an option. Because every human being that's in your phone deserves a follow-up call, or a follow-up text, or a handwritten note at some point or another. Otherwise, they shouldn't have even gone in your phone. Right?
Totally right. And it's just the impact that you can have on people with making these tiny adjustments in your life is phenomenal. So a week ago, I went into a shop. I was chatting with the guy who was actually the owner, and I pulled out my wallet, which is this thing. It's called the Nomadic Wallet, and I think it's one of the most successful Kickstarter campaigns that ever existed, but it's this goofy little thing that you got your cards in there and the whole deal. And the guy complimented this thing and said, I need a wallet like that because I hate the bulk. I hate all this stuff. And I was like, oh, well, this thing's really cool. You know, they're actually really cheap, and I order five of them at a time because they're like $5. They're super, super cheap.
And I've never gotten one.
And he's never gotten one. You wouldn't use it. You prefer the cash wad. So anyway, but I told him about this thing, and I said, I'll stop by next week. I'll bring you one. And so I walked out the door. I contact mapped him into my phone. I popped in my follow-up, and I said, bring him a wallet. And this morning it popped up, and it said, take this guy a wallet. And so I went downstairs. I grabbed one of the extra ones. And I walked into that store this morning. I literally walked through the door. The guy did not remember who I was, let alone that I remembered his name, let alone that I had brought him this wallet. And he goes, oh, my God, you are a man of your word.
But wouldn't you like to be known as that? As a man of your word or a woman of your word, especially a woman of your word.
That's even better.
Yeah, because we have far more women than doing this business in this whole touchy-feely Dr. Phil Oprah Winfrey of a degenerous thing than men. So, yeah, you're 100% right.
But you show up so differently to someone when you remember and when you follow up the way that you intend to. And we all want to do that. We all know that our intentions are all good. We hunger for that connection. But we fall down in the execution. And so what we've tried to do is really make that as easy as possible for you.
Yep. That's very, very cool. So we're going to a break. We'll be back right after this. It's the Tom Chenault Show.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free.
Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to Proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
It's Tom Chenault. We are live, and it is the Genesis Communications Network. I want to thank Ted Anderson for allowing us to be on the air. It is an unbelievable network, and I'm talking now to Adrian Chenault, who does share the last name with me. We have literally everything in common. He's just a miniature version of me. He came from Zurich, Switzerland, came home, built this contact mapping app, which I've got literally nothing to do with other than he kind of digitized me. And we've got something that will change your life in the form of communication. I want to ask you something, Adrian. In fact, just tell the story about the stack of books I gave you that you thought were useless, and tell these people that story. Because it plays into Bob Berg and his book, The Go-Giver. He brought the story up, so go ahead and talk about it.
Yeah. So I was getting ready to move with my very pregnant wife and our first child to England right at the end of 2012. And my dad, after we had already shipped off all of our boxes and everything, gave me a stack of 12 hardcover business books that he thought I should read. And so I decided that that was probably not a really practical thing to pack into my already 75-pound suitcase. And so I picked the two that I thought would maybe be the most interesting. And one of those two was a book called The Speed of Trust by Stephen Covey. And I got to England. I had been thrust into a situation where I was co-leading a finance division in the UK alongside the guy that all the team who worked there already loved and who they thought should have just gotten the job, and who's this American guy that came over here. And so I walked into this situation where there was no trust for me and that I had to figure out how to lead in that context. And I just happened to crack that book open, and it really has had a tremendous impact in that moment and for me for the rest of my life, because it just opened that window that, yeah, there's all this smart stuff, and if you know, trying to be the smartest guy in the room and all the sort of stuff that we try to do, but if we can't build trust, that we're not going to get anywhere. And the path to leading that team was not for them to think I was the smartest guy. It was for them to understand that they could trust me and that I had their best interest in mind. And once I figured that out and learned how to communicate in that way, that was when everything unlocked for me. And so it's been completely the gift that has kept on giving throughout my life, to have that foundational understanding of how important trust is in every relationship that we have.
then what I'm going to do is go track down Stephen Covey Jr., or the third or the fourth or whichever one he is, and make sure the old Stephen Covey died. But his son wrote this tremendous book, and I'll get him on the air and get him talking to Adrian, because I'll tell you, anytime you write something and you make such an impact on somebody's life, people need to know you did that. And one thing that I'm committed to in my life, the legacy I want to leave is communication and vulnerability and authenticity and just being real. I love being a hot mess, and that's the understatement of the year, looking at the screen, looking at my face right now, because I'm like 200 degrees and soaking wet. But at the end of the day, hot mess is better for me, because that's the best Tom Chenault. Now, I'm not as hip-slicking cool as Bob Berg or Adrian or anybody else. I'm not well-spoken. I haven't got any of that down pat. But what I have really, really down pat is being the very best Tom Chenault I can be. And that set me apart from all the other human beings. And I spent half my life trying to be everybody else. And when I was 37 years old, I finally did a course called the Landmark Forum, and I got the Tom Chenault machine. And I got that that's the only machine I've got. I got that it's awesome. I've been trying to be everybody else forever. And I finally realized God made me just exactly like I am for a reason. And just exactly like I am is awesome, instead of something that I didn't like so well. And it made a big difference. And I actually made you go through that, the Landmark Forum, when you were like 5.
Yeah. And it was great for me too. But I think where it has really been great for me is that you showed up completely different in every regard as a result of doing that, and seeing the transformation that it made in your life and that it's made in so many other people's lives. It's something that we all just have so many obstacles that stand between us and living into who we really are. And the longer that we, you know, sort of go through adult life, the more of that stuff accumulates. And if you can clear some of that out of the way and live from your true identity, it's a different ballgame.
One of the most comfortable in her own skin, know exactly who she is, women I know, is Lisa Grossman. And if you want to see who I modeled the way I do my business after, she's it. I couldn't be all those other hip-slicking cool people, but I could be real. And if you know Lisa Grossman, the one thing you know about that woman is she is real beyond measure. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, absolutely.
And smart. And I love that about her, too. She never tells you how smart she is. She lets her results show that. And that's really, really cool.
Yep. And she, you know, her heart is so big that that shines through. And she just lets it, she just puts it out there exactly as who she is. And her heart carries the day every time.
Yeah. So we're going to get out of here in a few minutes. We're trying to get Jordan Kemper. What's the name of his book?
The Red Key Revolution.
We're trying to get him on next week. Maybe we can even get Lisa Grossman on here next week. I'm going to get somebody that's going to be a rock star. Then I go to Australia for a while to go do GoPro down there. I'm going to do a bunch of contact mapping seminars. I'm going to do one in Brisbane. I'm going to do one in Sydney, just to expose that country to what we're trying to do here. But I'm telling you what, we keep moving. And that's the beautiful thing about this business, is you're going to be able to keep moving too. Agree with that?
Absolutely.
We're not going to break yet. We got 30 seconds.
Sorry. I thought you were wrapping me up. Yeah, no, that's exactly right. And it's just to be able to share this with the entire world is, you were just right at the very beginning stages of that, and that's a really exciting thing.
Yeah, and my buddy Lanny Sharp, I mean, talk about amazing. She lives in Oakley, Kansas, and she's on the Facebook Live right now. Oakley, Kansas, in her 80s, this woman put together a meeting in Wichita, Kansas, which was 4 hours away, and packed a room because she said so. And I walked in the room, and I said, who here lives in Wichita? She said, nobody. Everybody just drove. So that's what we've got. We love all of you. We will see you next week on the Tom Chenault Show. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great, 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 great day. We'll see you all later.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com.
This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.